Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that agriculture will play a major role in making India world's third largest economy. He said that the central government is committed to enhance the living standard of the farmers and increasing their income is the priority of his government. The Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering at PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Varanasi. Modi said the steps taken by his government to make India a leading figure in the export of agro products are giving new marketing platforms to the local agro products. Modi released the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore farmers during the function. The Prime Minister also granted certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakis. The Supreme Court issued notices to the National Testing Agency, NTA, and the central government over pleas alleging paper leaks and malpractices in the conduct of NEET UG 2024 examination. The Apex Court observed that even a minor negligence needs to be dealt with thoroughly. Issuing notices to the NTA and the centre, the court said even 0.001% negligence must be dealt with completely. The court also observed that it cannot forget the labour medical aspirants had put in to prepare for the one of the toughest entrance examinations in the country. The Supreme Court had also reiterated that it will not stay the need counselling. The next hearing in the matter has been listed on July 8. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Jawan released a joint doctrine for cyberspace operations during the Chiefs of Staff Committee meeting held in New Delhi on Tuesday. The meeting remarked that the joint doctrine is a keystone publication that will guide commanders in conducting cybercrime operations in complex military operating environment. Defence Ministry said that development of joint doctrine is an important aspect of the jointness and integration in the Indian Armed Forces. The Post Office Act 2023 has officially come into effect on Tuesday. The Act replaced the Indian Post Office Act 1898. As per the provisions of the Act, the government can intercept an article transmitted through India Post on specific grounds, including security of the state and public order. An interception may be carried out on the occurrence of any public emergency or in the interest of public safety or tranquility. Such interceptions may be carried out by the central government, state governments, or any other specifically authorized by them. The Parliament passed the Post Office Bill 2023 in December last year. It received the assent of the President of India on 24th December 2023. A total of 79 candidates have withdrawn their nominations so far from the state's ULB elections scheduled on June 26. As per the schedule of the election program, the last date for withdrawal of candidature will end on 20th June till 3 p.m. An update on the overall withdrawal of nominations from 14 to 18 June, State Election Commission informed that 17 candidates from Shamadu Town Council withdrew their nominations, 13 from Longleng Town Council, 9 from Dizi Town Council, 8 each from Chibobosu Town Council, Pungro Town Council and Naginimura Town Council, 4 from Mapoi Town Council, 3 from Dimapur Municipal Council, and 1 each from Kohima Municipal Council, Mukuchung Municipal Council, Zunapudu Town Council, Wokha Town Council, Chazupa Town Council, Akunatu Town Council, Adwaisa Town Council, Peren Town Council, and Newland Town Council. Meanwhile, 5 candidates each from NDPP were elected unopposed from the Gifre Municipal Council and Mukuchung Municipal Council. Certificates of election from KMC were formally presented to the 5 candidates by returning officer T. Lanusendla Longkamer, while ADC and ARO Mukuchung Chimlamo Humzoi handed over the winning certificate to the 5 councillors. And World Sickle Cell Day is being observed today. The day aims to raise awareness about the disease, a genetic blood disorder that affects millions of people worldwide. It also focuses on the challenges faced by those who suffer from it. The theme of this year is Hope Through Progress, Advancing Care Globally. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.